basically, if you would go over what the goal is and what you're trying to do here with the merger.
Yeah. Well, MU Healthcare is 100% committed to providing as much care locally as we possibly can. And Jefferson City and Mexico are they're part of the Central Missouri family, and we are committed to providing this care. So as much as possible, we believe that healthcare is a local phenomenon, and we want to make it so that there's as much care provided in Jefferson City, as much care as possible, because provided right here at the Audrain Medical Center. These are both outstanding facilities and have been here for decades and decades, and we're committed to doing that. So local care. The other thing is local jobs, is that we know that healthcare is a major economic engine in Central Missouri. It's true in Columbia, it's true in Jeff City, it's true in Mexico. So we feel that we have a stewardship responsibility to providing making the best and most sustainable model there can be to ensure that local jobs and growth are happening. And then the third thing I would say is that the voice of the community must be heard loud and clear. Today was beautiful. There were 240 people in that facility today. And asking a lot of good, hard, honest questions about how we're going to be able to do this. The answer many times is that we need to work through it. But I know that from the sentiment and the passion that was in the room today, that's the energy in that room was palatable, and people are so excited about doing it. I think it can happen.
Absolutely. I know that a lot of the concern is to keep the hospital here in Audrain. Can you tell us maybe what some of the obstacles that you guys are facing here for the merger?
Well, the large majority of people either have gotten care at MU Healthcare or Capital Region Medical Center in Jeff City or at Audrain Medical Center, and they know us. They know us. They know our challenges. They know our strengths. They know the things we're working on. And sometimes familiarity breeds contempt, if you will. And so we sometimes our history and our past from 25 years ago, people remember those things. Well, I'm here to tell you that we're a different healthcare organization than we've ever been in the past. This is a very, very strong time for MU Healthcare. So I think that we've got to ensure that there's good, solid competition. 100% committed to competition. Competition's good. We believe that competition is going to happen for the most part in the outpatient setting. So those are things we need to work through. And then I would also say that we have to come up with a model, a model that can make sense in the long run. And one of the challenges we're having, especially in Jefferson City, is that right now there's about, I think this is about right, 300 hospital beds in that entire community. The total demand that's out there between St. Mary's and Cap Region Medical Center is about 135. And we've got to come up with a sustainable model that's out there. Now, as I said when I was speaking, there are answers out there, and we can do it together, and we're going to get the best of the best physicians and nurses and administrative staff together to come up with what model is going to look like. I don't have the answer. Our team doesn't have the answer on some of the stuff, but you get a lot of outstanding physicians and nurses working together. They can come up with the best model that makes sense for their respective discipline.
I know that you've probably been asked this question a lot of times, but people are still curious about it. Do you have a time frame that you would maybe see this merger going through?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that. We're still in due diligence, all right? Once again, that's a fancy way of saying that we're analyzing. Can this make sense for the University of Missouri? Is it good for Mexico? And is it good for Jefferson City? If the answer on any of those three is no, then we will make the decision to stop. But we believe that thus far that it has been very, very positive and can be positive for our entire community and the University of Missouri. I believe that our due diligence process will take will probably be finished in the next few months. It's not that far away. And then, as we've said over and over again, we will need some level of regulatory approval. And like all consolidations and mergers and purchases, there are always a level of government approval required on something like that. And we believe that that can happen in hopefully the first 6 months of 2019.
And I know that you guys, time frame you were just talking about, you've had these open forums and you've had great response in Jefferson City, great response here in Mexico. Are you planning more of these in the future? I know another one's coming up next week.
So on Monday night, and I believe it's at the same Special Olympics facility. Is that right, Jeslyn? There will be another one in Jefferson City. I don't know the exact number that was there in Jefferson City, but I'm guessing it was about the same ballpark number we had here tonight or this morning. So that's good. I think the other thing that we're working on right now is that there's a key set of stakeholders we need to think about, and that's the employees of Audran Medical Center and the employees at St. Mary's. And so we're going to be having some, they'll be closed because it's employees, but we'll have some forums with those groups as well. As I said in my comments in there today, there's a lot of concern, fear, anxiety from the incredibly loyal and committed employees both at St. Mary's and Audran Medical Center, and we need to hear their voice to ensure that their concerns are heard and voiced, and that we're thinking about those. And so we'll be doing some employee forums as well in the very near future.